You're listening to Cider Chat Live. I am your host, Rhea Wynn Collar, the producer and cider MC at ciderchat.com. On Cider Chat Live, it is stories in real time straight off the Cider Chat train to you. So come on along and join the fun. I'll be looking for you out there in Ciderville. It is the early morning Saturday in Paris. Lots of motorcycles going by on cobble roads. Alongside the road next to the sidewalk is a stream of water heading downhill. You can almost get the sense of what it was like here before there was any kind of sanitation system for waters or anything like that. A little unique experience to feel that sense of, shall I say, a little medieval? I don't know. But it's cool nonetheless. A lot of souvenir shops for you to experience. There's always a pharmacy open 24 hours in France wherever you travel. Passing by one now, you could find the actual pharmacy by seeing a green cross, and if it's lit up, you know that that pharmacy is open. That is a good tip because things can happen. You could catch a little mini cold or tummy ache because you're not used to eating so much amazing cheese, and creates a different experience for your flora in your stomach. I'm heading uphill because this morning I'm heading to a monument called Montmartre. It's on a slope, an uphill slope, so it'll be an easy cruise down. That's why I chose to go here in the morning, so that I don't have to be sweating in the afternoon. And the nice thing about this particular location is that you are in a situation where you get to overlook the city, and it's a museum. There's a Salvador Dali exhibit. And on Saturday morning, I'm expecting to see a market there. So we'll return upon my arrival to this epic monument, so you don't have to hear me breathing all on the way and trying to talk. I've made it to Montmartre. It's a church, a very large church. Amazing dome ceilings with Christian artwork. Gold leaf, absolutely beautiful. Upon arrival, there was a line going in, so I wasted no time to take in the view at that point. I just headed right in because I wanted to get here as early as possible to experience it with the least amount of people. You could come in here and light a candle. There's audio guys. Actually, before you enter, there's a security checkpoint. You have to open your bags and they'll check you out. And there's a lot of tourists here. Of course, it's a weekend, so that's what's to be expected. But, you know, we're all here for the same reason. That's pretty beautiful. While I'm here, I'm going to light a candle for my mom. It's a classic setup with candles. And this costs $2 for 2 euros for that. And light a candle and make a prayer. Thank you. So I found the sign that says Te Deum, which is right out front of the church here. And you spiral down. Seems like a lot of people aren't going down here. I'm not sure why. I see that there's steps that you have to do. You can save time by buying your ticket at the machine, payment by credit card. When you have your ticket, you go right up to the entrance without waiting in the queue. And that allows us to climb up into the dome, if that's what you wish to do. The cost for going in there is 6 euros. The dome is open every day from 9 a.m. to 8:30 at night. And that means that you're going to be climbing a whole bunch of stairs, which is something to consider if you're in Paris for a while. Can your legs handle this? And yes, I am going to the dome. So now we begin the climb. It's 300 steps up to the dome, and I'm walking on this spiral of stone steps. Have to remember that what goes up must come down. So if your legs are getting tired by this, then you might want to consider perhaps enjoying the view instead of going up. It's also a tight quarters because you're going up a direct cylinder. But for me, I don't mind it because I'm talking to you and enjoying the experience. It's well lit. There's a couple ahead of me, but for the most part, no one behind me. So it's all mine, having come out here so early in the morning. Speak to you again when I get there, and I'm not so out of breath. Okay, so I made it all the way up the 300 flight of stairs, narrow passageways, walking pretty much all alone the whole time. And you come up to a very large tower, bit of hand-carved graffiti everywhere, and you get a 360 view of Paris, really looking down to the south because this is a little bit north of the city. So that allows you to take it in a way that might not be so private on the Eiffel Tower. Of course, who doesn't want to go to the Eiffel Tower? You do have a choice there to also climb the stairs or take the elevator. In this case, taking the stairs on this little off-the-beaten-path monument, for me, is well worth it because it's quiet. There's absolute stillness. Let's take in the sounds of Paris together. You look out and you see dark roofs, kind of like a slate gray, a couple of radio towers, a stadium to the north, and when you swing around south, you get to see in full view Paris and the Eiffel Tower, and it is spectacular. I'm making my way to the Salvador Dali exhibit, and on that way you come to a square and it's just filled with artists. There's a man doing silhouettes with scissors. So there's a young girl standing there. She's giving him his profile, and with scissors he is cutting away and creating her silhouette. So that's pretty cool. lots of artists who will do self-portraits of you, really beautiful work, a lot of Eiffel Towers, and each artist has their own flair, which is pretty special, I think. You don't feel like you're in a hodgepodge of similar styles. It's a very colorful area, people walking about, and the nice thing about a lot of these paintings is that they're small, so you can pack them to go. I don't know what it'd be like with the actual painting, but I'll tell you, I am tempted. Past that square where all the painters are, I'm sure they're getting inspiration from everything around them, you could walk down a side street and come to the Salvador Dali Museum. It takes about 45 minutes to walk through. You would probably want to get the audio guide for €3. Actually, to go in for the admittance fee is €12. So you're about $20 going into something that could really be inspiring. A lot of fun. He was quite a character. If you don't know Salvador Dali, look him up. He's probably best known visually just for his own looks. A man with a very big handlebar mustache and jet black hair and a flair, kind of like a Marlene Dietrich man version is the way I think of him. So that's one option, and from here, for me, it's all downhill to my hotel. It's a little bit windy, so you might be hearing that in the background, but it is a beautiful day in September here in Paris. Jeez, I'm crow. Sometimes I feel like I sound like a used car salesperson giving you so much darn detail. I hope I haven't overwhelmed you. I'm just pumped like the friend who comes home from vacation and wants to tell you every little thing about their trip. But that's what sightseeing does for me. And if you haven't picked up, I'm in Paris getting ready to head out on the Totally Sighted Tour. I'm preparing this in my hotel room right now on really minimal technical stuff, and it's kind of fun and funky and exciting. If any of this sounds good and you'd like to come out along on a sighted tour with me, the next one that's rolling out is in New England on November 1st, the day before Saturdays kicks off. And we're going up to New Hampshire and Vermont. You could get all the details at the Totally Sighted page at ciderchat.com. And now I'm going to get ready and do a little bit more sightseeing. You can check out the photos from this little time in Paris via episode 1. Yep, it's 147. Cheers. Want more Cider Chat? Go to ciderchat.com and find over 120 in-depth conversations waiting just for you. This is Rhea Wincaller. Thanks for listening, and please share the news that cider is going up around the world.